The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10. This is letter number 3038. Baruch Hashem, dated the 20th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracham. So the Rebbe says, so this was in Kfar Chabad, you know, the people settled over there, and most of them became farmers or agriculture. That's what they used to do. It was Chaklaut that was working the land, and some of the people found it that takes a lot of investment, it needs a lot of money, and they're complaining to the Rebbe that they want to maybe give it up. So Rebbe says, this is a letter in Yiddish, I'm answering your letter dated the 11th day of Cheshvan, in which you write that the situation of your parnasa, your livelihood, is difficult. And the reason you think that it's difficult is because to farming and chaklaut, working the land, you need a lot of money. And, you know, it's too much, you don't have it in order to make from it. But the Rebbe says this is totally not understood, because in many cases in our holy land may be built and fully. So even without money, people settle by chaklaut, the farming. This is something which people do. And it is surprising that you don't see the truth, the issue over here. And the Rebbe has said, I've already written this many times to the people of the Kfar in general, Rebbe says. And this goes based on the expression of the Tzemach Tzedek. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bet. Aleph means Achdut, that means unity. People getting along with each other, you get the bet, you get the bracha, you get the blessing for Hashem. If you have achdut, you have a unified front, you have a level that people work together, that's where you get the blessing. Achdut aleph bet. If you have achdut, you get bracha. The more the Rebbe says, and the greater that the unity will be, not only in spiritual matters, but also in physical matters, the greater there will be the blessing from the blessed Hashem, not only in physical matters, but also in spiritual matters. The Eibishter's blessing will come. You need to have more unity. If there's more unity, don't blame it on farming. It's not the reason. The reason is because there's a lack of cohesiveness. There's a lack of unity working together. The fact that the Rebbe says that it's so difficult to get together, that in itself is an additional proof that that is what we're dealing with. Because whatever, sometimes when things are hard for you, that means the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, gets in the way, and the reason is making it so hard to get together, because that is so important. So, Rebbe says, it is self-understood. I am not emphasizing this to you individually. I'm not blaming, basically, you, that somehow that you are the cause of this lack of Achdus. But the Rebbe says this is something which generally in the matters of the village of the Kfar Chabad, and therefore that impacts every detail from this general Chabad, the Kfar Chabad. In other words, if the whole Kfar Chabad, if these people are not getting along, it impacts the individuals as well. So therefore, the Rebbe says, I don't think, in my view, it does not seem to me that you should liquidate that which you have received from the Sukhnut. The Sukhnut, they divided up, each one got a parcel of land to work and make chaklaut. So the Rebbe says, in my opinion, don't give that up. Don't liquidate that. Especially, the Rebbe says, after already the difficult years have already passed. You know, you struggled already, and those are already behind you. So therefore, as then there's a whole few missing.
And the Rebbe blesses him with Hatzlacha. So basically, the person was complaining that he's having difficulty with his livelihood, and he was blaming it on the fact that you need a lot of money to invest in the farming, and the Rebbe tells him that that's not really the case. The case is you need unity in order to get blessing, and since the Rebbe says, I don't mean you personally, but the Rebbe says the whole Kvar Chabad, apparently there was discontent, there was discord over there, people didn't get along, and Rebbe says you need Achdus in order to get the Bracha, as the Tzemach Tzedek said. So don't liquidate your parcel, what you have received from the Sukhnut, especially the Rebbe says the hard years are already behind you now, so don't leave it now at this point. And the Rebbe blesses him with success. And,